It's not wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Yeah.
We're raunchy and some guy fucked a Hot Pocket.
No, he didn't.
He didn't? He backed out?
No, he didn't. He never showed up.
Oh.
They've got a problem with him showing up for episodes.
Right now,
it says that we're on.
At this very second.
Within the last couple of minutes, we've been on and got kicked back off and on. And I think Frank is subtly trying to tell us to fuck off. I think that's what's happening. I think that he's just slowly fading us out. Well, I got news for you, Frank. Like 6 people just gave me their passwords. So you're going to have to change everybody's passwords. Not just mine. Everybody's! Anyway.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet radio program.
Yeah, we have exciting news. We got our good friend Napier on the Skype.
And not only that.
Drunk was here on time.
Absolutely.
He was here before the show attempted to start the first time. But more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, the triumphant return of Mr. Paul Cadellis.
Hello.
That is an impressive beard that you have grown. You haven't shaved since the last time you were on the show, have you?
No.
No, I think he has. He gave it a trim.
I trimmed it up at Thanksgiving time. So, it's
and he lobbed a lot off that day.
Yeah, it was probably a close to this when I trimmed it down.
And you have to switch me chairs.
I took the wrong chair again.
You did. This is the control center, my friend. You don't know what's going on. To contact the program, 309-740-1430.
Not that anybody calls anyway.
However, if I can't even get us on the station, I give it about a 0% chance that the
phone number is working.
So the best way to get a hold of us would be on the Skype. At WFO Dix. So, Drunk.
What's up, buddy?
The 128 kilobyte feed is just music.
Well, that's awesome. There is a feed, apparently, that we are connected to, though, I think. So, guys, if any of you can hear me.
Just say hi.
Hear us,
guys,
on the shitty feed.
From the sound of my voice, please tell me you can hear me.
Please tell me you can hear me.
I really need to know that people are listening to me.
Okay.
Anchor hears
us. People are listening.
Fellas, did you celebrate the St. Patrick's Day? How does that work when it's on a Monday? Do you do it the weekend before, or do you
weekend? I went to the parade on Saturday.
The parade was on Saturday?
Yes.
Don't you think that's something that they should do like a Thanksgiving? Like they should just make it a weekend?
Yes, absolutely. As I'm Irish and I love St. Patrick's Day.
We were just talking today that St. Patrick's Day is kind of one of those made-up holidays. Like what did you do on Saturday or today, I guess? That had actually anything to do with St. Patrick.
I ate some corned beef and cabbage.
And that's what he used to lure the snakes out of Ireland.
Yes. The corned beef and the cabbage.
So it has to fit in there somewhere, right?
I guess, yeah. So, Napier is coming through to us via Skype. He tried to trick me. Napier, what is it that you claimed you had?
Conjunctivitis.
And I was like, oh, conjunctivitis. That sounds scary. And so I looked it up. Motherfucker's talking about pink eye, right? Should have just said pink eye. But what he's trying to do is he's either trying to trick me into thinking it's something serious, or he just thinks he's better than me and he can use big words that I don't understand.
Probably the latter.
Don't you get that from someone like farting on your pillow?
I don't have to use big words to confuse you.
What's that, Napes?
I don't have to use big words to confuse you.
You could just confuse me straight out?
Yep.
So what's going on with you, man? What seems to be the problem? Your eyes are pink?
No, well, one of them is.
So you have problems in one eye?
One eye, yes.
I don't want this to be like a thing that you expect. Because I know that you're a lazy man. And
very.
I just want you to know that this isn't going to be like an acceptable thing. Like, you're still required to come be with me on Mondays. You're not just going to start phoning it in.
You know scat play leads to pink eye.
Yeah, if you're, like, licking buttholes, right?
Right, or someone's, like, shitting on your chest or on your face.
Napier, are you into, like, licking buttholes and stuff?
Not really.
Well,
should I be?
What happened? I mean, it involves getting poop on you, right? You get poop in your eye, and that's how you get the pink eye. At least that's what I'm told.
Or you're around somebody with pink eye.
Do you not wash your hands good enough after you go to the bathroom?
Well, that could quite possibly be it.
Well, I'm not a doctor, so I can't really answer that.
I thought he was a doctor.
Have you been doing the 69 and, like, your gal, like, farted into your eye? While you were buried deep in her lady area.
I have a feeling that would turn Napier on.
Getting farted on while he was buried deep in her lady area?
Yeah.
Paul, where have you been, man?
I've been working, man. You know, I work till 9, so it's like... And by the time I actually leave, it's like 9:15, 9:20. So the show would be over.
That's usually when Drunk gets here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and those episodes don't have Drunk in them.
You're right. The other day, Drunk showed up 5 minutes late to the show after us.
Yeah, I heard that one. And he did not fuck the Hot Pocket.
He did not. He did not even show up.
Dude, like, I had lotion ready. I had tissues. I was going to join him along.
People were excited.
At home.
People were excited about Drunk fucking the Hot Pocket. I made a privacy area for him. And we were all denied the opportunity to hear probably our masterpiece. I mean, do you think we would ever top Drunk fucking the Hot Pocket? That would be like, that would be our something really good that someone did. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean,
and we were denied.
It would have been on par with Drunk fucking the porn star with Down syndrome.
That's right. The best line in the chat last week was, "Now that Hot Pocket knows how Sunset Thomas felt."
Yep. That's kind of my shtick. I fuck up bits.
So does that make Sunset Thomas feel better or worse about herself?
Well,
like, Drunk wouldn't fuck her, but in her defense, he wouldn't fuck a Hot Pocket either.
Well, what's funny is, like, we were really excited because we were thinking, oh, man, we're going to, you know, offer Drunk money to do this. Because, I mean, who would just fuck a Hot Pocket for the fuck of it? And, like, we were like, dude, we're going to give him, like, $30 or something to do this. And he goes, no, I'll do it for free. We're like, wow, that was really easy. But then... just didn't come.
Well, maybe that's why it was so cheap. He's like, yeah, sure, I'll fuck the Hot Pocket, whatever. I'm not fucking
He'll
coming.
Agree to anything and then just not come. So, I mean, Drunk, what happened?
I didn't get out of work till 11:30 that night.
And you were just like, fuck them and fuck a phone call or a text message?
I sent you a text at like 7.
You sent me a text message at 7 that said you're going to try.
I'm trying. I was trying.
And then I'm sitting here the whole goddamn show going, he's going to be here, guys. It's going to happen.
Today, when I asked him if he was coming, he said he was going to try. So, I mean, that could be anywhere from being early before the show starts, or it could be not coming.
How can I continue to deal with this? I mean, what do you think I need to do?
You know, I don't know.
Paul, what's the point of drunk? The point of drunk is it's fun to fuck with him and do things to him and stuff, right?
Right.
If I can't plan whether he's going to be here or not, what do I do?
Well, you just got to up the stakes. Like now, instead of he has to fuck the Hot Pocket, now he gets fucked by the Hot Pocket. Frozen Hot Pocket. Just right in the beehole.
So we're just going to put a Hot Pocket in him.
Well, in and out. I don't think just like, I mean, I guess just.
I think we should put it in him and, just, and then let him figure it out.
And then tell us how long it like takes to be at the temperature where you would eat it.
You heat it. You're like a human microwave.
That's what we'll call the bit, the human microwave. And we can put different food into his asshole.
Just to see if drunk can heat it with the inner core of his anus.
A noose.
Can we shove mints in his butt and see if he farts out delicious smelling banaca air?
That's not a bad idea.
We could do like
put banaca in drunk's butt.
I like the Andes mints. Those are
Andes?
Good. Yeah.
Or put a whole thing of a what's the curiously strong mint? I can't think of
the Altoid.
Yeah, put a whole tin of Altoids up drunk's butt.
I feel like that would not be comfortable.
You're right. None of this
sounds like it would be a burning sensation of some sort.
Napier.
Yes,
I wish that you could be here because it's been so long since we were all together. But you're there with your silly eyes.
But every time I came over there and there were like three other dudes at your house, kind of smelled like man.
And now he can pound it out while being on the show.
We were awarded the Beastie Award. The Wicked Radio Network had their yearly awards, and we were nominated against a couple of other shows for the best non-WRN indie podcast, and we won. Add to group call. I don't know who this is, but we're about to find out.
Hello. Welcome, you are live on Radio FUBAR, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. Caller, what's your name?
Matt fucking Reefer.
Reefer, are you guys getting rid of us? Do we just not know it yet?
No! No, not at all.
Reefer, you changed the password on us. You're trying to, like, ease us out, aren't you?
No, not at all, actually.
We're going to have to do something stupid. I'm sorry, I was trying really hard to talk over you and I didn't hear your question.
I wanted to hear about drunk fucking a Hot Pocket. Now I'm just, like, fuck drunk. He's beat shit.
It didn't happen, Reefer. He fucked us again.
I know! It's him! Fuck him!
It's the Hot Pocket. That's what I'm saying.
You set up this obnoxiously funny bit, and then drunk just is a piece of shit and then show up.
Obnoxiously funny. And he fucked us.
Yeah.
Like he always does.
Yeah, exactly. So, what is sort of drunk have an excuse? Like, working is not a fucking excuse, all right?
Yeah, quit your job, dick.
Yeah.
Then you got a fucking job.
You got microwave meals to fuck, prick.
Right,
fuck
me.
Well, see, I always thought that, like, Paul was kind of the counter-programmer.
And right.
I feel as though Paul sent drunk, like, to end the show. Like, Paul's secret weapon was drunk.
Nice.
And sooner or later, you're going to win, buddy.
He's bringing it down.
Matt, why are you trying to get rid of us? What did we ever do to you?
I'm trying to get rid of you guys. If I would get rid of... Hey.
Oh, no, let's hear it. If you want to get rid of us, you would what? Let's hear it. How would you get rid of us?
If I wanted to get rid of you guys, I'd just say, you're done. Just fucking shit. But that's actually not my decision at all. So
it's
I
not?
Can't just fire people. It's, no, it's not. I have to run that shit through Mr. Producer. Are you kidding me?
Are you going to be doing any sexual relations with any microwave meals on the Mr. Producer show?
Fuck yeah. I got a top drunk now. Here's what I need to do. We need to have the Matt Rafer versus drunk war. And Mr. Producer and you just come up with some of the most obnoxious things for both of us to do. Like, you come up with what drunk should do, and then Mr. Producer will come up with what I should do, and we'll just see who blinks first.
Did you understand any of what he just said?
It's like a competition, right?
Oh, we keep trying to one-up each other?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Something, make drunk do it, and then Mr. Producer comes up with something, and I do it, and then whichever one of us, if it's either me or drunk, says, no, I won't do that. That's where it stops.
I got a really good idea for our first dare.
Well, are we daring him or they're daring us?
No, you're going to dare me.
Okay.
Oh, you're doing it now?
Yeah, yeah. Dare me to hang up on Matt Reefer. So, yeah, we won the award. That's really exciting. And
what was the award?
What's it called?
The Beast Award.
That sounds like it's related to fucking animals.
Just about everything that I had planned, we just don't have time for anymore.
Would you fuck a sheep?
Nah.
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
Drunk. We're bringing back Drunk's Podcast Smackdown Challenge. We have to finish it off.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure Nerdgasm won the last one that I never announced.
It was Nerdgasm versus a show that hasn't been on since like October.
Yeah, like 76th Street or
since
something.
We started Drunk's Podcast Smackdown Challenge, like most shows have ceased to exist.
That was kind of the goal of the whole Drunk's Smackdown Challenge.
So when Drunk gave them the downvote, they just were done. He blacklisted them in the podcast world.
Well, no, they haven't done a show since October. So he just downvoted them like last week. So,
well,
yeah,
you've been passing them on the same one show?
So I know that Unfit for FM is left.
Yeah.
And Podcheese is left. I think they're matched up against each other.
Yeah.
And it is Nerdgasm, Sweet Feathery Jesus. Those two up are against each other. Then it's the Furnacast and against somebody.
I'll tell you what. I got a couple days off. I can knock out a couple of them.
And then I know that fucking what's the one with the Travis and his wife? Tiny Odd Conversations, they're still around.
Yeah.
And there's two other ones.
Speaking of that, I got followed this week by somebody named Producer Travis claiming to be the producer of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
That is correct, yeah. He is our producer. He's going to book us guests. Basically, he's going to harass people on Twitter. I think that's what he's going to do.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He said he was the unofficial producer of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, and I just decided to hire him. Oh, I mean, okay. If he wants to do the work, fuck it, right?
Yeah. He's on the payroll now.
Right. So, yeah, be on the lookout for
guests to come. Interviews abound.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, Drunk's big interview with Rihanna is coming up next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We booked Rihanna. Drunk will be interviewing her. That's going to be what... Drunk just got up and went to the bathroom. I guess that's what we do now. We just get up and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty relaxed atmosphere.
Oh, no, he wasn't even going to pee. He just had a boogie. He wanted
He's just a little sick.
He wanted to white. Just a little guy.
So me and Rihanna, huh?
Yeah.
Riri.
Yeah. We booked Rihanna. You're going to interview her.
Absolutely.
I don't know yet if we're going to do it live or if you're going to pre-record it. We're gonna have to check with her people.
Right, I mean, it's whenever she has time, right?
But yeah, next week, look forward to Drunk's interview with Rihanna. It will be a... See, because Rihanna, she's the kind of person that, like, people follow. Like, you know,
right.
if, if fucking Rihanna's been on your show, then, I mean, you can use that as a feather in your cap.
Next week, Drunk will be fucking Rihanna on our show live.
And a Hot Pocket. And we're going to put
Hot
stuff
Pocket's
in his mouth.
Be fucking him.
What came up...
Can we interview Steve Martin, too?
We got Rihanna drunk. I mean, that's a start.
That fits us into the urban crowd, but we want some old white men to listen. They got the money, bro.
I mean, you guys are never satisfied. This is a big get for us. I mean, we work with what we can get. We have to start somewhere. And we started with fucking Rihanna, guys.
Do you think she'll let us each slap her in the face and, like, she can judge how we slap in comparison to Chris Brown? And we'll have, like, a domestic abuse off.
What would the score be based on?
If we're better than Chris Brown or not?
Well, she would.
Well,
be
I mean,
judging
what would
us.
You? What would you describe as being? How would you be better?
Oh, you know if you're better.
Well, she would tell you.
I mean, is it based on a scale of what? I mean, what are the categories we're judging?
One, I think it's one to Chris Brown.
So one would be too soft or too hard. What is it that she's grading you on?
Well, just how well you would domestically abuse.
Right. The size of the mark we leave, the color of the mark, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, there's almost a skill to it because you got to get her pretty good, but without like leaving a solid bruise.
See, that's experience right there.
That just shows that you've...
He knows how to do it.
It takes practice.
Yep.
It takes years of practice to do correctly. You're leaving bruises, you're not doing it right, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, right. It depends on what your mission is. You want to make it look like she's learned her lesson or not? Or, I mean, what's the end goal?
That's a good question.
It's not a good question, Napier calling us from a broom closet. Guys, also next week, we have an action-packed show next week if we can get on Radio FUBAR.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
If we don't get fired.
Yeah, if we don't get fired. But we're bringing back Napier Sexy Storytime for the ladies.
Oh, is this another letter from your prepubescent
lover? No.
Is this going to be a fucking 40-page diatribe?
No, it's going to be a really good one. I was super excited about the recent Transformers trailers coming out.
Okay.
The new Transformers movie came out. So I
it's
found
gonna
me
Transformers fan fiction.
I found me some erotic Transformers fan fiction.
That's good.
So
Megan Fox in it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Is it like Bumblebee on Optimus kind of action?
There's some robot loving. Yeah. Definitely some robot loving.
You know, you would think Optimus is fucking Bumblebee. But maybe they turn the whole situation on its head, you know?
Like Optimus is the one that likes it?
Yeah, maybe. You know, the author can take liberties.
You just never know.
Amen.
So, guys.
Yes, sir.
Napier.
Farts.
Do you want to get into some of my awesome topics? We've bullshitted long enough, haven't we?
Is it that time?
What time?
Time for...
Oh, no. It's not time. That was in the first half hour that wasn't on air.
Yeah.
So, I've had a lot of really great ideas over the years that I feel have gone...
Absolutely. You have the best ideas ever.
For the most part, they've gone ignored. All my inventions, all of my awesome...
The Bacon Hut. I mean,
right.
Brilliance.
And they've all gone completely ignored, and so I feel we need to break into a new industry.
Okay.
Pitching movie ideas.
You want to pitch movie ideas?
Yes. I think we could do it. I'm all aboard, 100%.
What kind of movie?
I know what the public likes. I know what the public likes, and I know what they need in a big-budget movie.
Okay, so help me with this one.
Okay.
We have Mel Gibson and John Travolta, right?
Okay.
They've had a rough go in recent years. Haven't really had a big breakout hit in a while. But they're still Mel Gibson.
So I'm sorry, Mel Gibson and who?
John Travolta.
Okay.
They're still, I mean, big stars. They still have, you know, name value. They just need the right vehicle. So I was thinking, like, a really, really, really
hard R action comedy. Because if you think about it, the type of people that are going to go see a Mel Gibson or John Travolta movie now are like smart asses like us, you know.
So
I mean, we don't care that Mel Gibson, you know, drops N-bombs and hates Jews, and we don't care that John Travolta's blowing guys. I mean, we're probably beyond the point where soccer moms are going to go see those guys. But if they did like a real hard R action comedy movie, I think we would go see it.
So do you have like the basic plot structure in mind?
I mean,
because I've already got ideas.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Well, I say, you know, you like you go real meta with it, right?
Okay.
You get them to play themselves as like a nod to how infamous they are at this point.
So right, like that episode show that Matt LeBlanc is doing now. He's playing himself, but like a silly version of himself.
Right, so like, but even more, like Mel Gibson is going to be like a Nazi. We'll have him just straight up be like a funny Nazi, right?
Funny Nazi.
Right. He could be funny Hitler. Okay, so bear with me. Funny Hitler.
Okay.
Turns out the reason Hitler hates Jews is because secretly he's gay. And John Travolta's his like secret gay lover, and he's just like blowing him left and right all over the place.
Right. And so it plays into the John Travolta gay thing, but like in a funny way.
Right, right.
He's like way over
they're
the
like,
top.
You know, it's like he takes a load on the chin, but then he kind of looks at the camera and winks like, hey guys, I'm John Travolta.
Yeah, I'm blowing dudes, but in a funny way.
Hey, I'm John Travolta.
Yeah, so he plays into it,
right? Just like,
but I mean,
Mel
not
Gibson
like the not like
the
manly
kind
of gay like John Travolta, but you know, like real feminine gay. I mean, he dressed up like as a woman. He's probably into it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know how he gets down. You know, we can let some fucking writer hash out the details. We're idea men, Mike. We're idea men.
So we're just throwing it out there, seeing if they're interested.
Right.
That's how we're going to get them back.
And then there's got to be a talking animal, of course.
Right. Well, and
that goes without saying.
That
almost,
was another one that I thought of. I thought of, like, it's been a really long time since we had, like, a really obnoxiously burden giant ugly dog movie. I mean, if you think about it, there's been so many ugly dog movies. Turner and Hooch and Beethoven. I mean, like, you know, I mean, like Marmaduke and Clifford and stuff like that. There's burden ugly dogs out there that need to be in movies.
Okay, scratch the funny Hitler idea.
Okay.
He's a neo-Nazi living in America now with his gay Mel Gibson. His gay John Travolta husband, right? And the dog is the one that talks. Big ugly dog.
Okay, the big ugly dog talks.
Right, and he has adventures, and he, you know, he avoids the Nazi, you know, self-hating gay kind of hijinks of his
own. I'm thinking of the big ugly dog movie, though, what I'm thinking is, like, I'm thinking of the movie poster, and I'm just imagining, like, the big hooch dog, the big slobbery, nasty dog, like, sitting on a porch, like, licking the rock. And, like, the rock is sitting on a step, and he's got his big, big pearly white grin, and like the dog's licking the bottom of his face, and he's like, oh no, stop, you silly big dog. And like they fight crime.
So is this still Mel Gibson a vehicle for them as well?
No, I've moved on to the rock and the big burden dog. Okay. But they're
well, I was gonna say, we could put Mel Gibson and fucking John Travolta in like old people makeup and make them be like The Rock's bickering parents that hate Jews.
The Rock's bickering parents. John Travolta and Mel Gibson are gay. His two gay dads.
Right.
Oh, wow. See, we're combining them now. See, I was thinking of a whole bunch of movies, but I mean, like, you could, like, put that into one thing.
Right. You just put it all together. People love that shit.
And somehow they get involved in the case, and, like, they keep trying to,
it
like...
It turns out he's busting his Nazi parents. In the end.
But The Rock can't have Nazi parents. He's like a half a black guy, isn't he?
They're ashamed. It's their worst fucking nightmare. They went and adopted him as a child, and he showed up and he was half black or something.
Well, I was going to do like a movie trailer for my Rock movie, but like you've made it so much better that now I don't even want to do it.
No, I want to hear the Rock trailer.
Darren was a New York cop who always worked alone.
But after some unforeseen circumstances, he's getting a partner.
And then, like, you like bark or something. That was all I had. Maybe like, you know, The Rock stars in. What's the name
no,
of
No, Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I don't even think he does that. I think he's just Dwayne.
Isn't he The Rock all the time?
No. He's Dwayne Johnson.
Are you sure?
The Rock is property of WWE. You can't do that. No,
I mean, like, you could do, like, Channing Tatum.
Could Heather Graham be in the movie?
Oh, yeah. Maybe, like, Channing Tatum's, like, blind.
You think he could pull that off?
Yeah, and like it's his seeing eye dog, and like it just like he's made it so that like his big giant seeing eye dog like picks up all the like hot ladies for him. Like the seeing eye dog knows when there's a hot lady, and like alerts him to it. Which I mean, if you're blind, why would you give a shit if she's hot?
I was just wondering, do you care that much? Like I would just mostly be looking for people who would take care of my blind ass. It's like, because at that point, you're looking for somebody with a big fucking heart and a lot of patience, right?
Right. If you were blind and you lived alone, you wouldn't even have to have, like, light bulbs or anything, would you? See, you could just, like, I mean, like, you would save a fuckload on your energy bill, just not have lights, right?
You would think. See, now I say these things, like, ignorantly about, like, blind people. And, like, I have a kid come on the way now and everything. So occasionally, like, man.
Paul, you're pregnant?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. She's like 6 months old.
Oh, wow. Drunk. Don't you think that's news that you could give us and the show?
I fucking tweeted about it. I mean,
I don't pay attention to your Twitter.
You should, at PJKSTL.
Follow Paul, at PJKSTL.
Yeah, it's a boy.
Right. We mention it at the end of every show to follow Paul's Twitter, and you don't follow Paul.
I do follow Paul. I just don't.
Well, I mean, I follow a lot of people, too. It's very easy to miss.
Yeah, things. Right.
But yeah, so now, you know, I'm going to be a father soon, you know, a few months.
Paul, congratulations and all, but we have so many other movies to get to.
Okay, well, but I say these things about, like, you know, oh, man, you're blind. You're just looking for somebody to take care of his ass and, like, all this shit. And I've said horrible things about, like, disabled people and, like, throughout my life, I've kind of been like, well, you know, fucking sucks to be you. Like, no big deal. But, man, like, now that I'm like, man, what if my kid is like that? I won't be able to make fun. Like, it doesn't stop me from saying it. But now, after I say it, I'm like, oh, man.
You're worried that you're going to, like,
retard.
You're going to put a hex on him or something?
Right. Like, yeah, man, I've made a lot of retard jokes. And, you know, hopefully that's not.
Well, think of it this way. If you made a whole bunch of, like, nice comments towards, you know, gays and blinds and all those other types of people, God might think that, you know, you kind of like them and you want to be around them. So he would make your kid, like, blind and gay.
All right, next movie.
You ready?
Yeah.
So there's these realtors, right? God, I wrote down where they were. Where'd it go? Oh, they were in New Jersey. And they
That's
worked
all
for
I need.
Coldwell Bank. And they were trying to sell this guy's house. Now, keep in mind,
Owen Wilson and what's the fucking big dumb guy he's always with?
Vince Vaughn.
Let me finish the fucking story. So it will play into it later. Guy whose house they're trying to sell. This is a real story, by the way. This is a real story I'm adapting.
So this film will be based on a true story.
Guy whose house they're trying to sell? Dick Wiener. Guy's name is Dick Wiener. So
is this part played by Artie Lang?
Sure. Yeah, I didn't cast him.
Did you cast the realtors?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn? Because that would be brilliant.
Let me finish the story.
Okay.
So they were hired to sell this guy's house, right? And
turns out it's haunted.
It was on the market for a really, really long time, and it wasn't selling. And they were asking for more than it was actually worth because the whole time they were using it as a fuck pad. Like, instead of going to a motel, they would be like, oh, we're going to go show the house. And they just go over there and fuck like wild animals. There's a guy and a gal, right? So I was thinking you could turn this into like a romantic comedy where you know, like.
Sounds like you could turn it into a porno.
I was thinking Paul Rudd and Jennifer Garner. See, because Jennifer Garner, she can kind of play like, you know, kind of a stiff bitch that, you know, you know, is like a realtor, but like she's the best. You know, she wants to be the best. And Paul Rudd's kind of, you know, like, you know, the goofy, aloof realtor.
See, I don't see Paul Rudd taking a full advantage of a fuck pad.
Like, you don't?
No,
but
I mean,
like the hilarity will ensue because he feels bad about it.
Right. I guess you could play that angle up.
Right. And like, you know, they're sneaking around. Do you think that either of them should be married, or would that just make it mean-spirited?
That would make it more mean-spirited.
Okay, so they're both single. They can't find any motels. So they're using this place as a fuck
in pad. Jersey? How are you not going to find a motel in Jersey?
Yeah, I don't know if Jersey's the best setting. Let's move it to Pensacola, Florida. Let's make them both laid back. Paul Rudd wears a Hawaiian shirt and a lei all the time. She's businesslike, and he's just like, hey, man, let's sell these houses to people in Florida. It's like play up the Odd Couple angle of it as well, but they hook up and bang it out at the fuck pad.
We're calling this movie The Wiener House.
The Wiener House is sounds like a gay porno.
Yeah, but I mean, it'll sell, right? I mean, you'd go see The Wiener House, wouldn't you?
Dude,
that sounds like a great movie.
I'd buy 30 copies and hide them under my bed.
You'd just say, hey, guys, let's all go see Wiener House. I mean, like, think about Meet the Fockers. It had that, you know, fun title, and everybody was like, oh, my God, we got to go see Meet the Fockers. Because it's fun, because he's kind of saying fucker, but, like, they can get away with it. But they can call it Wiener House because it's a guy's name.
Absolutely. Next movie.
No, I haven't done the movie trailer for Wiener House.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Do it, Wiener House, go.
Bob was a down-on-his-luck realtor until he met the girl of his dreams. There was just one problem. All the motels were booked. Paul Rudd and Jennifer Garner star in The Wiener House.
Rated PG-13.
Siskel and Ebert give it 4 thumbs up.
They're dead. They're both fucking dead.
Okay. Well, I don't know any other fucking movie.
I don't think there is one.
Rotten Tomatoes says, you'll laugh out loud. It's so hilarious.
Okay, so, got another one. Got another one.
Is that the same music?
Oh, that'll die. There was a guy in Miami who he was like the headmaster at like one of those fancy hoity-toity schools. And they fired him because he was getting too old. And so, like, he sued them for age discrimination, and they settled for $80,000. So then his daughter got on fucking Facebook and broke the non-disclosure agreement.
That actually happened.
I know.
It's based on the true story.
All these news stories just sounded to me like they would make great movies.
Yeah.
So she sent out on Facebook, she has like 1,000 friends. I'm sure she doesn't actually know 1,000 people. She's just taking friend requests from anybody.
Friend slut.
That, you know, the school is going to be paying for her and her family's European vacation. And so somebody ratted her out, and they took it to the judge, and the judge invalidated the whole thing.
So who's the cast?
I was thinking Amanda Seyfried. And what I was thinking was, like, she was going to try to, you know, get, like, a summer job to pay her dad back because she felt really bad. But, like, what if, like, her dad instead just kind of, you know, gave her a, you know, because he's an educator. And he's old. So, like, you know, like a Mr. Feeney type. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he says some shit like, you know, dude, I don't care about the money. You're just a fucking asshole. Like, how about instead of getting a summer job, you, like, do some community service?
Stop being an asshole.
Stop being an asshole, you know.
So who do you got for the dad?
I don't know.
Mr. Feeney?
Is Mr. Feeney still
alive? Can the chick be in the binds?
I'm thinking the old man from Ocean's 11.
Oh, he would be good. Is he dead?
I don't think so.
Get him, yeah. See, you got to get somebody pretty old because he's suing people for age discrimination. Right. So he probably looks like shit.
Right.
So get him, but like while she's doing this community service, you know, she's kind of a rich bitch, you know, I mean, she's the daughter of a headmaster of a hoity-toity school and all that. She probably meets like some guy who's like, you know, doing like community service because he was court ordered to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Bad boy.
Bad boy. And I'm sure, like, headmaster, you know, he don't like that at all. But, like, he supports his daughter's decisions and stuff, and, you know, he's kind of cool about it. But, like, still, like, when they go to dinner, there's awkward things because this guy doesn't know, like, which fork to use.
Can I ask you a question, Mike?
What?
So you're such good friends with Keith David. How come you couldn't get him to do these movie trailers for you?
Fuck you, drunk.
Fuck you, you didn't fuck the Hot Pocket, man. Let's hear the trailer to this one.
I didn't.
This one's not as good as the other ones, I'm going to tell you right now.
I didn't write one.
We should just try to integrate this into one of these other ones.
I have the music for it, but I was just going to kind of wing it. Do you want to try one?
Maybe the Wiener House is like the hot... They try to come by the Wiener House.
Do you want to try a movie trailer?
For this one?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't have anything. Shia LaBeouf, Elliot Gould.
Oh, well. Guys, I'm sorry that we didn't start on time. That was kind of a bummer.
It is a bit of a bummer.
There was a security guard in Houston that he tried to take pictures of a guy's license plate. Because the guy was trespassing. Like, he was there to beat up his old lady.
Yeah.
And, like, he's been there to beat up his old lady before, and they told him not to come back, and he came back. So they were going to take pictures of his license plate, and they were going to get him in trouble.
Yeah.
Deep, deep trouble. But the guy saw that he was taking pictures of his license plate, tried to run him over. Missed, right?
Uh-huh.
Tried to run him over. Funny thing about the security guard, triple amputee.
Oh,
missing
really?
Missing both legs. And an arm.
And he's a security guard?
And he's a security guard. What a shitty security guard, right?
I mean, he did avoid getting run over.
Well, he's like in like a little electrical wheelchair or something. But like, who's he going to stop? Like, if some shit goes down...
I think
down,
it would be discrimination not to hire him.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. If you just can't, straight up can't do the job, then you can't do the job.
It doesn't matter.
You remember that blind broad that we hired at Pizza Hut that was answering phones? Like, we had to buy all kinds of special computer equipment because, like, she couldn't take orders right. And so, like, she had to sit. And it took her forever. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
It took her so long to take one order.
But she gobbled down that fucking pizza.
Oh, yeah.
She loved
She ordered
the fucking
a pizza,
pizza
and an order of cheese sticks every day. And while the drivers were folding boxes, they would fold box forts around her, and she didn't know.
See, exactly. These are the types of things
she was blind.
That I was involved in.
Right.
So, like,
we would surround her in boxes, and she would just sit there on her fat ass and order pizzas, and then just sit there and eat the pizza while she worked. So, I mean, everybody that fucking called not only had to like be on a 10-minute phone call with the pizza lady, but had to listen to her chew the whole fucking time.
You can't just like fire her for that, eating on the phone. I fire fucking everybody these days.
Oh, you're a firer?
Oh yeah, man. I fire like, man, I can't.
Do you do it in creative ways?
No, I mean, they usually know. Well, I just tell them ahead of time. Like the conversation I had with a young lady the other day was, you know, this is me building a case to fire you, right? Like, one more time and I get to get you out the door. Like, I'm really up front with them. I'm like, you can't continue to do what you're doing. You know, you can't like beat off in the aisle.
Drunk, have you ever fired anybody?
Oh, absolutely.
You're a firer?
When I worked at the pizza place, I was firing people all the time. I had a quick fucking hook too. I didn't even need a reason. I just told them they sucked, and then boom.
Well, I fired one guy because he just stopped coming to work, so that didn't really count. And I fired one guy that kept selling drugs in the parking lot. And, like, I told him several times not to, and he just kept doing it anyway. So then I fired him. And then he was really mad at me. Actually, I ran into him at a grocery store one time, and, like, he was with his friend. He was like, hey, that's the motherfucker that fired me. We should kick his ass. Like, while he was in front of me in line, I was like, oh, you shouldn't kick my ass. He goes, yeah, I shouldn't.
Yeah, no, I might have a few of those that are angry, but for the most part, they're like,
They know.
Napier, did you ever fire anybody?
Well, there was that one time D'Angelo assaulted my face, and then Daniel decided that no, he didn't see anything because he didn't want D'Angelo to punch him in the face.
Assaulted his face?
Like with his wang?
No, more like I said, hey, you shouldn't be out in the back smoking pot with the fucking 16-year-old girl like you're going to fuck her.
That and he sounds took like an to awesome thing to do.
Yeah, it sounds fucking great until you realize somebody's got to be responsible for it.
That guy sounds awesome, Napier.
Not your problem.
You just don't know.
Not my chin, not my problem.
Not my 16-year-old, not my problem.
So,
and I keep farting. Like, I have farted like 6 times.
They must not be stinky ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's no Napier farts.
I feel like they're stuck in my pants.
There was a lady
making my balls stinky
in 2005 that rented Monster in Law on VHS.
Okay.
That's the
they
end.
They still had Monster in Law in 2005?
That's the end of the story. End of the story. She rented it and she never bought it.
I'm sorry,
back.
They still had VHS in 2005?
I guess.
I saw a thing at Sam's today to convert your old VHSs into DVDs.
Wow.
Yeah, so I could get like The Labyrinth and like all these sweet ass shit that I recorded off USA in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I've got like...
Put them on DVD.
Hours and hours of... I've Top Gun. I mean, just any classic.
You could probably go buy all of those movies on DVD, which would look way better than your taped copy, for like $5 each.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have the sweet old commercials.
Oh.
Crucial.
They're awesome. I have G.I. Joe the movie. I have 2 copies of G.I. Joe
Crossfire.
The movie. They're both on
you
VHS.
Could get caught up in the...
Right.
Crossfire.
The old like Taco Bell commercials are pretty awesome.
Dong.
9 dimes, 9 pennies, run for the board of Taco Bell.
She was in South Carolina, and she went into a police station like to report a crime, and like they ran a check on her. And I assume they ran a check on her just because like if they can find shit to fuck with her about, then they don't have to worry about whatever bullshit she gets.
Exactly.
It's like the pizza guy saying, you know, nah, I don't think you need a pizza because they don't want to go make one. So anyway, they found out that she had a warrant because she never returned Monster in Law to this fucking... and that reminded me of a Napier story.
You can get a warrant for that?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, like, I think of, like, you know, fucking, like, I've gone to, you know, garage sales and stuff that they've just been selling like boxes and boxes of Blockbuster movies they never returned.
Do you think they just got like charged for them?
I don't know.
Because Blockbuster fucking charged you like $30 for that shit.
But yeah, I mean,
I own Romeo and Juliet, goddammit, for fucking... I found it in the bottom of my car and I had to pay them.
We rented In Bruges or In
That's
Bruges or something.
That's good.
And we never watched it. And, like, I swore I returned it. I thought for sure I fucking returned that movie. But they kept calling me about it. And I went up there and I raised hell. And I was like, hey, fucking, I returned this movie. I remember fucking doing it. I said, we never watched it. I brought it back when it was due. Fuck you. Quit calling me. And they just said, oh, okay, well, we must have made a mistake. You know, we'll waive the charges. When we moved a couple years later, I found that shit in a laundry basket. We own In Bruges...
Well, you got it for free.
I never watched it. I still haven't watched it.
Well, I guess
it.
You paid like $4.99 or whatever just to rent it.
Is this on VHS?
No, it's on DVD. But I remember a Napier story. When me and Napier were both managers, like, you know, occasionally, because we had an abundance of managers, we would all just kind of every now and then drive. And we actually made more money driving, so we actually preferred driving. But I sent Napier out on a couple of deliveries. And while he was out, I just asked him, you know, hey, I rented these movies from Shop and Save. Could you just, like, run them by, you know, since you're going that way anyway, and drop them off? And so, like, I thought, oh, this, you know, this worked out great.
Great. Great. Hell yeah. Napier.
Like, months and months later, I fucking go into Shop and Save, and, like, I walk up to the counter with a couple of movies, and they said, dude, you have, like, $60 in late fees on these two movies. And I said, dude, no way. I returned those movies. He goes, oh, wait. You're the dumbass who took your Shop and Save movies and dropped them off at Schnucks. He said, Schnucks called us a couple months ago and told us that they have our movies. So, I mean, you need to, like, go get them and bring them over here. And I said, well, if they told you where the movies were, why didn't, like, you guys work that out? Or, like, call me or something. He goes, oh, man, that ain't our job.
Now you owe us $60. In fact, if we would have done that, you would have owed us no money.
So Napier took my movies back to the wrong grocery store. Typical fucking Napier,
typical,
right?
Napier.
I mean, they were in boxes that said the name of the grocery store. He don't give a fuck. Right, Napier?
No, not really.
You don't give a fuck.
You
probably fucked my credit.
Save for total value at Shop and Save. So, Shop and Save recently ran this promotion where you would get a little sticker for every $10 you spent, and then you could use these stickers to get, like, knives, right? Like, big kitchen knives, and I wanted these kitchen knives. And we got, like, hundreds of these things. So we buy, you know, all our shit there. And we missed the turn-in day by one day. And so we have no knives, and we have all these fucking worthless coupons. And now they're starting another promotion, and now I don't even want to collect the fucking coupons. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Are the old coupons expired?
Oh, yeah. They're totally different little sticker things, man.
Gay.
Yeah. These are the problems I have these days, man.
Sounds like you live an awful life full of disappointment.
Yes.
So, are you doing like the... You already know if it's a boy or a girl thing? Or?
Yes, it's a boy.
You're having a baby boy?
Steven. Yes.
Steven? Steven James.
Oh, the Dix family is growing, Drunk.
Yep.
We're going to have a little Dick.
We thought about getting him a wheelbarrow full of Dick's onesie.
Oh, that's happening. Absolutely, that's happening. Napier, will you be the godfather?
What is a godfather anyway? Like,
I think that's if you guys both die, Napier gets your baby.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, it is.
And what the fuck, like, see, I don't know. Is this like a real thing?
I don't
think that's a real thing.
Like, if you and your gal both die, then Napier gets to keep your baby.
Yeah, the godfather is not necessarily the first of kin. Or next of kin, I guess you would say.
Make Drunk your godfather.
I don't know what is that a Catholic thing, the Godfather?
Yes. Paul.
Yeah, I'm not Catholic.
Think of the first Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks reality show. Will probably only be on YouTube. Drunk raising your kid when you die.
When is this going to be on YouTube? When are we going to live broadcast on justin.tv?
What do you mean we? You're going to show up this week and you're not going to be back for months.
Oh yeah, you know, but I'd be more likely to watch the show than listen to the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Especially if Drunk's doing stunts, right?
Right. If he's fucking a Hot Pocket, I need that in full 1080p fucking live to my bedroom.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, so no Godfather. I'm not Catholic. That seems like a silly fucking thing anyway.
Okay. Between Drunk and Napier, which one would you rather raise your child when you die?
I'm going to go with Drunk on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Really,
Napier? I've heard too many crab stories, you know, shoving crayons in your butt.
That night, I do babysit my six-month-old nephew right now.
So, you do? Yeah. Napier babysits, what's her name's sister?
Rabbit Pounding's?
Yeah.
How old is Rabbit Pounding's sister?
Seven?
She's seven.
Eight? Dude, at that point, they fucking babysit themselves.
Well, you're not going to die tomorrow.
Here's a fucking movie. Here's some Legos.
Look,
you know,
I plan you probably got a good 5 or 6 years before something terrible happens to you.
I figure I got closer to 10.
And then Napier will raise your child.
Technically,
as his
you
own.
Should be dead.
Can
now.
They raise the child together?
This would
be another movie. Drunk and Napier get a baby. It's like
Napier and Drunk raise a baby. A dick baby.
So like three men and a baby?
No, you just and Napier, two men.
Me, Angie, two Nick, overweight my mother, men father, and a baby. All my grandparents, everyone has died in a tragic train accident.
Right.
And
they go to
everyone
family
I know,
reunion.
Perished. It's just and that, you and drunk.
That
you
missing
and
Malaysian plane lands on them. It shows up out of nowhere and kills the entire Cadellas family. However, they had the baby with a babysitter because they wanted to get shitty.
Shitty.
So what do you suspect happened to that Malaysian plane?
I don't know.
Have you seen the movie Lost?
I'm thinking time travel.
They're all in limbo right now.
Napier has a theory on this. Doesn't seem like whenever we bring up Napier, like there's a long pause and he's like, "Huh?" Napier, are you like getting blowies right now or something?
No, I'm playing Hearthstone.
Are you winning?
Yeah, I'm 4-1 for Arena.
So you're just nice. Like, you're playing video games during the show?
What rank are you,
you're not
bro?
Staying engaged?
What rank? What's your highest rank on ranked play?
19.
Oh, I got you there. You got me beat pretty bad in Arena runs, but I've gotten to like rank 11 or 12.
Napier's just mailing it in.
Okay, Napier's theory on what happened to that airliner. It's in the ocean. Theory over.
Theory over. So I did like the conspiracy theory episode with Drunky G.
Yeah?
And I imagine that's what I would sound like if I had like a heavy painkiller addiction. Like if I was just fucking popping Percocets like 10 a day, that's exactly how I would be. Just... Yeah, it would be good.
Yeah, I was trying to get Drunky G back because he has a really good story he's going to have to share with us sometime pretty soon. So we might have a repeat appearance from him. We might have to get New Drunk over here again sometime too. He was fun.
He was fun.
Who's New Drunk?
Tim from
Jared Boston. Cardinal.
I missed.
No, him. Jared Cardinal is not New Drunk. He just comes by when he wants.
Right.
So old drunk.
Napier, this is usually the time of the show that I'm doing my little finger thing at you and telling you it's about that time for you to go on one of your little signature rants and then end the show.
Why are we ending the show? Is there somebody on after us?
Well, no.
What happened to the Furnacast being on after you?
They're taking the week off. They're
fucking slackers. How dare you take a week off?
Well, they were in Las Vegas this past weekend.
Oh, so for WickedCon?
For WickedCon.
My brother looked up WickedCon. And there's not such a thing. It's like 10 fucking people.
No, it was like 40 people. It was like all those people that are on that network, they all went and met each other.
Right, my brother was looking it up. He wanted to go.
Oh, yeah?
But
why?
But then he decided it wasn't a real thing.
No, it is. It's a bunch of people meeting up in Las Vegas. And
he couldn't find it on the internet, man. It doesn't exist. It does not exist.
But it was like, it wasn't like a, they didn't have like keynote addresses or anything. It was just a bunch of people hanging out in
Las
Vegas.
Did they have any like panels?
No.
You gotta have panels or it's not a fucking
No,
thing.
It was like a bunch of people that do podcasts
it's not a
and
con
know each other.
If there's no panels. I'll tell you that right now. Was there a costume contest? Nope. Not a fucking con. Tell you
Who
that.
Are you going as? I'm Dan Furnacase.
They'll have a costume contest and there'll be different categories like best amateur con.
No, they had a award show. Like the Wicked Beast Awards. That's what I talked about earlier.
Oh, right,
we won
right.
one.
The Wicked Bestiality Awards.
I wish Radio Fubar had a
the Fubies?
Well, yeah, but that was like best live show. It was like one award and we didn't win it. I mean, I wanted like, there should be like 10 categories and like we could all win one and everybody would get a trophy and it'd be fun. And then like we could say, oh, we won a Fubie for, best
missing co-host. Or
yeah, yeah.
Best co-host that is generally 45 minutes late.
What up?
Is it just one of these things where you make an award that, so that everyone can win?
Yeah.
Best
co-host that generally just plays fucking video games during the show instead of paying attention.
Yeah. Oh.
Right?
Hold on. Hold on, he's beating that ass right now.
Dude, he might have lethal. He might have lethal. He's got to make sure to count.
He's doing math.
Sometimes if you don't count right, you'll lose.
Oh my god, I'm beating this dude so bad.
What's his name?
Mike
Moore. Nanite. N-A-N-I-T-E, Nanite.
Nanite, Nanite.
He's sucking. He's sucking it so hard. I'm like watching him suck it.
So have you played this Titanfall game?
It looks amazing. It looks like a...
No, it's fucking... It's nothing special. It is nothing really? Special. Everyone is hyped up about this game. Microsoft has spent billions of dollars. It's like their trademark game. Billions. Probably not, but...
Is it an Xbox exclusive?
It's Xbox and computer only.
Is it like is it like Halo meets that movie with the robots that fight the things that come out of the water with the Sons of Anarchy?
Pacific Rim.
Yeah, it's Pacific Halo.
Yeah, it's Pacific Call of Duty, and it's just like, you know, the internet is a craze with this, and it's just like, look, this is nothing fucking new. This is nothing crazy. This is the same shit we've been fed for 10 years.
And you're fighting back.
20 years since Call of Duty, or since...
What do you mean fighting back? He's pre-ordered the son of a bitch.
No, I mean, my brother bought it. I don't own it, but it's on my computer that I use, and I've played it. Yeah, I mean, it looks nice, but it doesn't look like... It doesn't look anything special. It's... Man, you put Battlefield on Ultra, that's still better. Battlefield's the shit.
I went to a bachelor party this weekend.
How'd that go?
Did anyone get raped? I had to bring the rape talk.
I know. It was weird. You almost didn't make it in.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Squeeze it in.
Did you go to the script club?
No, it was actually just like he just wanted to do like a low-key like hangout thing. We all just kind of hung out.
So you brought the strippers to him?
No.
You guys are fucking lame.
And
when are you getting married?
They had this fun game that
How
I didn't know
existed.
How
long have you been engaged for?
Like 5 years.
And he still don't know when you're
going to that's a little
and like there was like these poles, and on the top of the pole you put a beer bottle, and like there was one on either side, and so then like you threw a frisbee at the pole. It's like washers. Like, there's two
and you
people
try
on either
knock
side.
The beer off.
And you try to hit the pole and knock the beer off, and if they miss the frisbee, they don't catch the frisbee, then you get a point. And if they don't catch the beer bottle, then you get 3 points. But if they catch them, then you don't get any points. And the only reason I told you that story is, A, because it's a fun game, and B, I'm the fucking master of that game.
Yeah.
I own that
fucking game.
At
the catching or the throwing or both?
Both. Both.
Sounds like epic bachelor party fun.
Bachelor party ever.
That's right. Me and a pal... We were a team, and we fucking dominated everybody. Nobody was even close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should watch my dive.
Your dive?
Yeah, watch my dive. Watch my dive. Check out my... Are you watching? I'm diving. Check out my dive. into the water.
Napier.
Cool story, bro.
What's up, buddy?
He's finger wagging you right now.
I'm finger wagging you right now.
Why would you do that?
Because you know what that means.
You're 30 minutes late and you can't figure out 30 minutes extra material that you should have had planned anyway.
I'm kind of sleepy. I could go to bed.
Is he berating you for ending the show?
He just doesn't want to figure out how to turn off Skype because he's in the middle of a level or something.
You gotta level up, man. Napier needs to tell his story. The story.
Rabbit Poundings in the chat says that you need to tell your story, Napier.
Okay, so
I'm sure this is going to be great.
Right. Let me post up on the couch here. Intrigued.
So after the show last week, me and my lady friend are going to the gas station, and she's pumping gas, you know, being an awesome lady friend. And this black dude.
Time out. You make your lady pump your gas for you, dude?
I don't make her.
So are you, like, sitting in the driver's seat just like, oh, thank
get
you.
Get out!
Thank you, gas station attendant.
Get out! Pump my gas!
Get out, bitch!
Napier, what's your Hearthstone ID?
My Hearthstone ID is extra 08.
Did somebody just text you during the show and ask you to get Napier's Hearthstone ID?
Yes.
Like during the show,
yes.
You got a text message.
Yes.
About the show.
The game that Napier's playing during the show.
Yes.
Paul, you're the only one I can count on.
No, I mean that's probably my brother.
It's his brother. So
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin needs his
Napier ID. Was telling a story. So he pulled up to a gas tank. He told his gal to get the fuck out
and pump the gas.
Okay, continue, Napier.
Well, this black dude in a tuxedo, he's walking normally to his car.
How black was he? Was he really dark, or was he one of the lighter skinned ones?
No, he's like Wesley Snipes.
Oh, okay.
And
darkness.
He gets out of the convenience store, gets out of the damn thing, and is walking normally, like a normal person would fucking walk. Sees my lady friend in her booby shirt that shows off the boobies, and he starts doing the sea walk over to her, and then starts fucking chirping at her. Like,
you are fine, like, one pretty for
giving her the beatbox, trying to impress her with his mad beatboxing skills.
Is that because she's a thick gal and the colored fellas like them?
I think so.
She's a thicky, thicky, thick girl?
You could be a lady.
Hootie who?
Or a bitch girl.
Okay, continue. Okay, so what did he say to her?
He started beatboxing after her. And
can you do an impression of this?
Are you in the driver's seat or the passenger seat?
I'm in the passenger seat. He doesn't actually see me. Because if he could, he would see how fucking I got my swag. He'd be like, oh no, I can't compete with all that swag.
Right. So he didn't see you?
No, he didn't see me.
I mean, he just figured, you know, a lady pumping gas, there's no way that her dude is in the car.
Of course not. He's got manners, apparently.
Right. So he was trying to holler at her?
Oh, he was doing his damnedest to give...
So did you get out of the car?
No.
You are a dickless asshole.
You just stayed in the car and it's like, oh, I hope this ends okay. Did you duck and hide?
No, I was actually admiring his mad skills.
Really?
Did he have?
Yeah,
good,
he was putting on a show for her.
And
he was peacocking.
And what?
Oh, he was definitely peacocking.
What did she say?
She I don't know. Yes. I didn't really hear the exchange. You're gonna have to ask her.
She said, "Meet me at."
Shh, my boyfriend's right in the car.
You know that La Quinta behind Denny's? Meet me there at 11 o'clock.
Meet me behind the Denny's for a fateful evening alone.
I could just picture it now. She's saying, like, hold on, dude. I know you got mad sway with your with your swerve. And I'm going to get on that dong. But you're going to have to hold up while I pump this gas.
drunk's checking his check text messages.
It's extra guys. Zero the word.
Yeah, this is the word zero, and then eight the number.
Got it.
I'm glad we could clarify.
Yep.
Man, I farted some more.
Yeah.
It's just lingering.
So Napier, is that why she wanted to you to tell the story so like people know that she's in demand?
You know, I think my lady friend is in demand enough to where I don't have to say it all the time.
I bet she appreciates it though. The lady folk always appreciate that.
She's like, Napier, tell that story about that time that dude wanted to bang me behind the La Quinta?
At the La Quinta Inn behind the Denny's.
Meet me at the La Quinta.
All right, well.
Napier, I'm wiggling my finger at you.
Oh, is it that time?
He keeps just delaying it.
I know. Do you have any more stories about time that someone hit on your lady?
Did you want me to tell them all?
Yeah, tell me another one.
Because are you just going to cut off the show like you did Matt Reefer?
Yes, absolutely.
Not. Well, see you in hell, faggot.
You are fined one credit for a violation of the verbal morality statute.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFooBar.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zoom, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFODicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL, at DrunkardSTL. We're also on the Facebook at facebook.com/WFODicks. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.
I have one more movie that I didn't get to, Napier. You want to hear my other movie?
Yeah.
So there was this otter, right? And he got hit by a. This was in Norway, by the way, but we're going to Americanize it for the movie version. And he got hit by a boat, right? He got all fucked up from getting hit by this boat. The fucking dude crawled his ass out of the water, and he walked to like a fast food restaurant. He found a fast food restaurant and he went inside and he was fucking pissed off, right? Because this boat hit him and fucked him up. And he just started biting people in this fast food restaurant. He just found like a collection of people and just started biting them because he's pissed off.
So what's the name of this movie?
I didn't name it. What should I name it? Napier, you got a name for this one? Well, I was thinking this would be animated or something, right? And I was
you
thinking,
should call it Beaver Tales.
It's an otter, Dick. You ruined everything. So I was thinking, like, you know, if you think about it, like all the revenge movies and stuff that, you know, Steven Seagal makes are like, you know, he makes like conservation, you know, like people that are chopping down trees, like, you know, that movie he goes and fucks up people that are chopping down rainforests and stuff. He's way into conservation. Steven Seagal makes a Pixar animated movie with an otter that's pissed off that he got hit by a boat.
Kung Fu Otter? Karate Otter? Karate Otter.
The otter could know karate. That's great.
I think the otter should be Chris Rock.
Chris Rock as the pissed off otter?
Yes. Or Kevin James. He's big amongst the coloreds now.
Kevin James?
Or not Kevin James, Kevin Hart.
Oh, Kevin Hart.
Yes.
That's not
Kevin
bad.
Hart's hilarious.
That's not bad. Kevin Hart as a pissed off otter. By the way, they killed that otter because he was way too fucked up from the boat thing. But he wasn't fucked up enough to walk his ass to McDonald's and start biting motherfuckers. Boom. That was my big finale, Napier.
So
are
that's you, what this was? This was the finale?
Are you glad we came back for that?
Mike, I'm glad every time we come back from anything.
Yeah?
I don't even expect to be here next week.
You won't be there next week. You'll be here.
Well, I mean, not, you know, if Matt Reefer has a say in it.
Right, he's trying to get rid of us. Well, we'll just go live on unfitforfm.com. Or
you think that'll work?
Or wheelbarrowfullofdicks.com or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. They won't sink this ship.
Nobody can sink the dick. The dick stands firm.
So
I'm surprised Paul didn't get into more rape stories. I mean, he's been gone for so long.
You'd think he would have stockpiled them, but I mean, he's got to save something for next time.
I guess so.
I did think about like rapid fire running through reactions to various bits in the show, like completely out of context, because it would be like I would just like say the comments that I thought while I listened to the episode.
Oh, you mean like from stuff in the last couple weeks?
Right. Just be like, yeah. So you know, well, I don't have anything. That's the thing. It would have been great if I like, compiled work.
Oh, like listen through and just been like, oh, okay, I want to comment on this.
Hey, yeah, you're wrong here. This is fucking da 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 da. You know, yeah. But
just like give us like a couple of months worth of
right.
You
like,
telling me that my
rockers do have to wear tight pants. That's what you have. The more tight, the more brutal, the more metal they are. Like,
okay.
That's one thing that you guys got very wrong. And, you know, things like that. But I didn't like compile them because
okay.
It would have been good though. That's me, full of false hopes and potential.
Well, we'll be back next week with another load of bullshit. Napier, do you have anything else you want to say to the people?
Smelly fucks.
I'm glad you got that in, Napes. That was good.
Boner pills.
Oh, I missed one. I'm sorry, Napier, I failed you.
Yeah, you do that a lot.
You are fined 1 credit for a violation of the verbal morality statute.